Well, hello, greetings, welcome. It is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher coming to you live from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, where I've been a little bit occupied this week with seminarian duties, so it's my first appearance on the show of this week, but it's great to be back with you, and I am with Debbie Georgiani, who is in her home in Arizona.
Well, yeah, Jerry, what a somber day today as everybody's reflecting on what's happened yesterday and this week. It's just been a lot to think about. And then today, of course, is September 11th, 24 years ago today, tragic events in New York City. And Jerry and I said we would never, ever forget, and we will always remember 9/11. And so we would like you to call in and share what's on your heart today during this very somber day. Also, I know, Jerry, you're going to be talking about Charlie Kirk and his family, and God rest his soul, and also the high school shooting in Colorado. It's so much to handle, so much to even take in, but we can together as a family, as the Take Two family, we can share our hearts, we can share our thoughts, we can share our wisdom, our tears, and we can also find hope, in just how we have to keep moving forward. So Jerry, where do you want to begin?
Well, we need to begin with your phone calls, Take Two family. This is your show. It's a conversation that we have each and every day, Monday through Friday at this time, with an encore at midnight Eastern time here on EWTN Radio. So as Debbie laid out very beautifully, I think, for us, a lot of things that are weighing heavily on our hearts today. As Debbie said, the reminiscence of, 24 years ago, September 11th, 2001, the attacks on our nation, the terrorist attacks. Where were you? What were you doing at that time? Maybe you still remember it. Maybe you have some connection to that through a family member, a friend, a relative, somebody that you've heard about. Maybe you want to share a heroic story that maybe we haven't heard about from that. Or again, as Debbie said, the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk yesterday, and this another school shooting in Colorado. So
another school shooting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So where we want to start is with your calls, with any thoughts, insights, wisdom, exhortations, prayers that you would like to offer. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I came across, got an email today from one of the subscription things that I get, Debbie, in my inbox, and it had a quote from Charlie Kirk, and this is so amazingly profound and timely. He said, he was quoted one time as saying, "What we have to get back to is being able to have a reasonable disagreement where violence is not an option."
That's right.
Those words came from Charlie Kirk's lips at some point in the past. And then, of course, what happened yesterday really shines a bright light on that quote from him. So I'm hoping we get a lot of participation from the Take Two family today, because this is we've reached a place in our nation where, this has to stop, Debbie, and I think turning to God, turning our nation, our hearts, our own lives back to God is the place to start.
Absolutely. So the number to dial, please, if you have something to share, we're really just opening up the phones and letting us all just speak and really come from the heart on how we feel about all of this that has been unfolding the past actually couple weeks with the other shooting as well. I mean, just so much happening. 833-288-EWTN. That's the number, 833-288-3986. We have Matt on the phones. Vanessa's at the controls today doing a fine job. Pedro's on social media. Jerry, please have a nice wave to the fine folks on the chats. They're doing such a great job. Thank you so much. Jerry, if I can, I want to read this. It was a Facebook post that circulated. It's been circulating last night. I've seen it before, but last night, of course, because of what happened to Charlie Kirk and, leaving behind, he was so young, leaving behind his wife and his kids. I mean, it's just tragic. He lived here in Arizona with his family. And so lots of people are coming into town, and it's very sad, very somber day. But I wanted to share this real quickly, if I can, Jerry. This was on, I don't know who wrote it, but it just hit me so hard knowing, I grew up in New Jersey. So we used to look at the New York skyline all the time from New Jersey and seeing the Twin Towers. hours, and then they were taken down. But listen to this. This was posted last night, the night yesterday before 9/11 today. It says, on this night, September 10th, 2001, 24 years ago, 246 people went to sleep in preparation for their morning flights. 2,606 people went to sleep in preparation for work in the morning. 343 firefighters went to sleep in preparation for their morning shift. 60 police officers went to sleep in preparation for morning patrol. 8 paramedics went to sleep in preparation for the morning shift. None of them saw past 11 a.m. September 11th, 2001. In one single moment, life may never be the same. As you live and enjoy the breaths you take today and tonight before you go to sleep in preparation for your life tomorrow, kiss the ones you love, snuggle a little tighter, and never take one second of your life for granted. And then it says, we'll never forget. And it has a picture of the Twin Towers. That just hit me so hard. Thinking about that, they were going on. Same with Charlie Kirk. He was giving a talk. Everybody just thought everybody was going to get going and do their thing and get back to their homes. And no, it didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, any one of these incidents is enough to cause us to be, sad and upset and discouraged and maybe a little bit angry. But these things are piling up right now. And we just want to know, you know, from you, what's on your heart, Take Two Family, right now? What do you think about our nation, and what do you think needs to happen, you know, for these things to kind of get turned around? I mean, this all didn't start overnight. It would take more than an overnight or a single day to get things rectified. But, you know, we want to hear from you, your thoughts, your prayers, your wisdom, your insights, your takes on all of these things. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986 is the number to call. We're going to start with Chris here in just a moment. It is your show on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, talking about 9/11, Charlie Kirk school shootings, and all those unfortunate things. Please join us. Something you want to contribute to this conversation, we do still have a line open for you if you want to get on and share your heart, your thoughts, your mind, your emotions, whatever you're feeling, thinking right now about the things going on in our nation. We certainly turn to Our Lady Queen of Peace because mm-hmm. there's so much violence going on right now. But please join us, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We will get right to your calls. I just have to tell you, first of all, though, about something from EWTN Publishing. It's called Faith and the Emotions, How to Open Your Heart to God's Transforming Grace, Peace, and Happiness. And it's by Father Wojciech Giertych. He's a theologian to the papal household. And this book will equip you to develop a healthy functioning of your emotions through a deeper encounter with God. It includes advice from St. Thomas Aquinas and other great spiritual masters. Father Giertych names and explains the reality of emotions to help form young adults to grow in virtue, develop mature identities, and be freed from painful anxieties and emotional entanglements. Faith and the Emotions, How to Open Your Heart to God's Transforming Grace, Peace, and Happiness by Father Wojciech Giertych. It's available at EWTNRC.com.
Okay, we're going to get to the phones, and Chris is first. Please call in, and if you have something to share, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. As promised, we are going to Chris. Chris is in Michigan on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Take Two.
Hey, Hi, Debbie and Jerry. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Chris. Thank you for calling in.
And God bless all of us. It definitely is a sorrowful day. There's a lot that went on, and we lost probably another angel that was born 31 years ago that brought to us a voice that was probably kind of went through a lot that was unadulterated, but we speak to the masses, you wonder if somewhere of the quotation of what Einstein had once envisioned, and that was the advent of the television, and that was, now we get the opiate to the masses. And within that, the pressure and stress to try and survive in our economy was to obtain a second check outside the home, when the greatest check that you could ever have was the one raising your own DNA. And this is now the generation that was raised into that environment. And how many of them were brought back into their home, even after discipline, to just go in their room and instead of picking up a Bible or finding other things that we were taught to survive and read out and pray, turned into possibly a video game that showed just as much violence and looked like it was just very, just simple and it's no big deal. And that's how people are expressing their frustrations today.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you're very insightful. Thank you for sharing those thoughts. Thanks for being a listener and calling in as well. And you are so right. I have never had the great joy and privilege of raising children, but I know a thing or two about it from, you know, my siblings and their all of my nephews and nieces. And I would just say, you know, this is a very, very difficult time to raise kids. Any time is a challenging time to raise kids because there are just things that go on. It doesn't come with a manual. Parenthood doesn't, as the saying goes. And raising God's little images, you know, parents have the responsibility of raising these souls that are going to one day spend eternity in heaven or in hell. And I would just say for parents right now, you've got to be so vigilant. You don't want to smother your kids. That's not the answer, because then they could, you know, end up with other problems. But at the same time, Debbie, I'm sure you agree, parents have to be so vigilant about what their kids are doing, what they're taking into their lives, into their hearts, into their very vulnerable forming minds and hearts mm-hmm. at the ages that they are right now. So,
yeah, it's very disturbing. It's very disturbing, Chris. And there's a lot of work to be done. And I think we got to somehow hit the reset button and try to bring this back around and start over in so many ways. Because we're just going off the rails in certain areas, and it's getting really out of control, and people are losing hope in for the future. The fears are sky high. People are so scared, and it's not good. All of that is all from, and the demons know how to capitalize on that. So any final comments, Chris?
I think you both broadcast a very livable and practical show. Please keep up the good work, but I hope more people will indoctrinate in their lives a little bit more of what a family is, and mm-hmm. recognize that as every infant born, they're given the spirit from God, and that God, that child born the moment they breathe, all they know is love. Mm-hmm. Unadulterated, yeah. Virginal, all they know is love. Mm-hmm. It's from that journey forward that they're able to pick up some of the stuff that, you know, can make them survive, but then at the end of the day, how much of it is, you know, mm-hmm. promulgated from some of Lucifer or the devil's vision that he can try and stop that angel from bringing mm-hmm. upon us the love and peace that we all have for one another.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. People become jaded as they get older. It's so interesting when you watch it from the outside. We do a lot of life coaching, and you can see it. People have open hearts, open minds. They're beautiful. They think clearly, and then all of a sudden the world gets to them, and it's really difficult, and it changes who they are, and they get off track. Oh, Chris, thank you so much for the kind words and the wisdom. We appreciate it today. You got us started on this conversation, remembering all that's happened the past couple weeks and what just happened yesterday with the death of Charlie Kirk, and then a 9/11 we will never forget 24 years ago. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris, for the call. You know, I think of the quote of Pope Pius XII, you know, the greatest sin in the world, he quoted at this time when he was with Pope, Debbie, was the loss of a sense of sin. And I think that is playing big time into all of these things right now. We have to get back to a sense of what is a sin, how do we avoid sin, how do we grow in virtue, mm-hmm. how do we help our kids do that. And the only real answer is in the church, is in mm-hmm. Christ's church.
Absolutely.
Which has, you know, the moral teachings and the spiritual resources and things that are available to help us not only individually grow in holiness and be upright before the Lord, but especially, again, getting back to when you're you're raising families, mm-hmm. we've got to raise them in the faith to know, love, and serve Christ and have a very deep personal relationship with him.
Yep. So. And don't get caught up in the world. You know, really yeah. focus on your family and with God at the center of your family and your marriage. Please join the conversation. We're opening up the phone lines. Of course, it is September 11th, and 24 years ago, we all know the tragic event in New York City, and we want to really remember. Never, ever can we forget, because it is so important. So many lives were lost that day, and we really do need to talk about it, because the younger generation is listening, and they need to learn about it. We don't want them to miss this very important monumental event in their history classes. So we talk about it here on Take Two. Real quickly, before we get to Matthew, let me give the phone number, Jerry, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And Sura on YouTube says, hello, Take Two family. God bless you all. Rest in peace, Charlie Kirk, and praying for his family. Also remembering 9/11 24 years ago. That's exactly, Sura, what we're doing here today. Thank you for weighing in. John on YouTube said, would you pray for me? I just can't anymore. I've tried so hard and God isn't here for me. Okay, John, God is there for you. God is right next to you. So what we need to do is change and maybe just adjust our prayers a little bit. So what we need to do, John, is we got to lean on all the angels and saints to help you, especially your guardian angel, so that you can feel God's presence. John, we've got you in the book. Absolutely. Don't lose hope, please, brother. Don't lose hope.
Yeah. All right, Matthew in Cleveland, thanks for your patience there listening today on The Rock in Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to Take Two, Matthew.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Doing okay. How's your day going so far?
Well, hanging in there. It's been a rough day. Praying for everyone, praying for you and your great show at Take Two. Thank you for proclaiming the gospel so well.
Thank you so much, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. You go right ahead.
Sure. I just think that our country is at a significant moment here in our history. I think that, you know, God brings good out of all things, even, unfortunately, you know, these terrorist evil acts that we saw on 9/11, and then again, the assassination of Charlie Kirk and the other political violence and other violence that's happening today. You know, we just had on Sunday the canonization of two great saints, Carlos Acutis and St. Pier Giorgio Frassati. These were men of the Beatitudes, men of the gospel. You know, they were trained and formed in that gospel method, that gospel way of classical virtue and education. And it's beautiful, you know, what they achieved in their life, these young men with such great heroic virtue and really heroes for the world and praying in heaven for us today. But then we see the contrast to that today, like with this shooter and these other shooters and this political violence, this nihilism that we're facing from many things that have happened historically. And I think we've got to, you know, resist it, turn against it. We've got to turn back to the way of virtue again in our country. And we've got to bring back unity and stop the division and the fighting and the turn to violence so quickly. My church and our Bible study, we're doing St. Michael's Lent with Exodus 90. And we're learning that Franciscan tradition of living out the gospel method by having conversion of our own hearts and then sharing that life, as the Franciscans do so well and St. Francis did so well, with others, that Christ can provide peace, that the gospel method and the Socratic method of virtuous dialoguing towards the truth can provide peace. And that's what Charlie was doing. You know, he was dialoguing towards truth. You know, we've lost truth today. We got to return to that. You know, St. John Paul II wrote Veritatis Splendor, which is that great document on truth, that to combat today's moral relativism, we need to return to the truth, that there's objective truth and there's ways of living that out virtuously. And I think we see the results of, you know, not doing that.
Did we lose you, Matthew? Were you there?
He writes in there that at the root of this was that Enlightenment project of rejecting kind of this gospel method, and for what, like Nietzsche and Jean Paul Sartre said, was this nihilism approach that you know, human rationalisms could replace God. We see how that's turned out, what that's led to in our own country. So I think we need to turn back to the classical wisdom, the ways of virtue, that Socratic message, a dialogue towards truth, really that gospel message that Jesus used, the Franciscans used, to get back to that, to restore our country towards unity and get rid of this division. Also wanted to mention Dr. Arthur Brooks writes well on this topic about how to get rid of this culture of contempt today, to restore respect in our conversations, our dialogues, connecting with one another's heart, and having, you know, what Charlie did so well, and he was winsome, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they wanted to silence him, because he was more well-prepared, he was charitable, he was proclaiming the gospel of Christ, and I believe he was a martyr. And so they didn't like that, because for a lot of reasons. But I think because they come from that, like that nihilistic approach, that they don't have any hope. And so when they have someone that disagrees with them, they don't know how to find common ground or truth. They've lost truth, right? So they don't know where to go. There's no, another thing McIntyre says is they've lost teleology, that end, keeping the end in mind. And for us, the end is heaven and God's teachings and the virtues.
Yeah. Well, Matthew, you say a lot of wise things, and I think I'm gonna zero in on one word you used a few times, truth. You know, so Pope Benedict, you know, God rest his soul, talked about the dictatorship of relativism, and that is so very, very true, and it's just gotten worse since he uttered that phrase back when he was our Holy Father. It's really simple, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, no matter how hard we try to make it be 4.3 or 5.7 or whatever, 2 + 2 is always going to be 4, and the reason for that being 4 is outside of us. We don't determine that. It is a reality that really imposes itself upon us that we have to conform to. That is about as basic and simple as a truth for morality should get. There are truths outside of us that call us, you know, out of ourselves to accept and conform our lives to them. Mm-hmm. And we've really lost the sense of that with all this relativism, Debbie, going on, and you can be whatever gender you want, and you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Kids today are really, really confused, and not just kids, but a lot of adults too, I think. So
absolutely. And Matthew, I just wanted to say thank you so much, and thank your Exodus 90 group for doing St. Michael's Lent and partaking in that. And, you know, we need more men to go into deeper formation, to really be well-rounded in the faith. And it's, and all of these devotions and programs are so important. So thank you so much. And thank you for your wise words today to helping us shape this conversation during this very somber day today. So God bless you, Matthew. Please call us again, okay?
Commend it to everyone. I also want to mention, I served in 9/11 after that happened in the war on several deployments. So
God bless,
just willing
you
to, you know, encourage men to, like Bishop Barron said, young men today, we need challenges. And I think we need challenge. You know, Jesus challenges us to sacrifice, to serve for patriotism, for freedom, and for God's ways, the ways of virtue and goodness. So thank you for doing that in your show, and thank you for your kind words.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you for your service. God bless you for that. I'll tell you what, Debbie, gangs aren't having any problem recruiting young men.
That's true.
And there's a reason for that, because they require these young men to meet some sort of a challenge, and that even includes sometimes killing somebody to be able
or
to...
injuring.
Injuring or killing someone. They issue the challenge. They put the challenge in front of these mostly young boys. I mean, girls get in gangs too, but they want to feel a sense of belonging, and they will go to these lengths to be able to belong. Well, we need to challenge them too in a healthy, holy, godly way. You know, become a man, a woman of God. Grow into that from your youth and your adolescence. So great phone call from Matthew. Thank you again. We've got Judy in Louisiana, Nancy in Georgia. Open phone line here. It's the anniversary of 9/11, Charlie Kirk's murder yesterday, another school shooting. So much, you know, unrest and violence happening. If you've got a take on this, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We'll be right back.
Four years ago, the tragic events that unfolded in our country, and boy, I just read articles just last night preparing for the show, Jerry, that there are still families that are reeling from this, that are the mm-hmm. fallout from this is unbelievable. What has happened with people with illnesses and all sorts of destruction and things that have happened in their careers and their lives. I mean, it was so tragic, and it still continues to affect people today. But we said we would never forget here on Take Two, and Jerry and I were committed that if we had a live show during September 11th, we would remember. And so we'd like you to remember by calling in. So please, if you have something to say, something to share, a take on this, on what's going on in our country right now, just call in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And we'll get to Judy in just a second. I just wanted to remind everyone, if you're listening to us in Ohio, your EWTN radio station needs to hear from you next week. St. Gabriel Radio will be airing their fall fundraiser starting Wednesday. So if you're listening in Columbus, Portsmouth, Athens, or anywhere, please support your Catholic radio station. And I will be on Thursday on St. Gabriel Radio. So I'm looking forward to that, Jerry.
Awesome. Very good. Yeah, be supportive of Catholic radio. We need it so much now more than ever, as we like to say. All right, Judy in Lafayette, Louisiana is next, listening on Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I just wanted a comment in reference to not only 9/11, but what happened with yesterday with Charlie Kirk. Just like Christ made something horrible with his death and in his passion, mm-hmm. he made something good out of it. I appeal for all of us to pray that Christ will make good out of what happened yesterday and 24 years ago. You know, we can offer up our sorrow, our anger, and you know, whatever we're feeling in union with Christ, with his passion, so that good will come of this. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, the young will step up as he did, and you know, we can have a bunch of Charlie Kirk, you know, just doing good and in a compassionate and loving way. And that's what my appeal is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got a thought, Debbie, unless you do.
No, I totally agree. And I, you know, as you were talking, Judy, real quickly, I was just thinking, you know, if you go all the way back 24 years ago to 9/11, think of how many heroes were brought onto the scene from that tragic event. Think how many heroes, like when they're talking about Charlie Kirk, I've seen it floating around on Facebook, you know, he was a martyr. Why? Because, you know, one of the last interviews he did, apparently they asked him, you know, how do you want to be remembered when you die? And he said, for my faith. Okay. You look at these, the beautiful, innocent little children at Annunciation Catholic School and what happened to them and the heroes. I mean, I cry every time I see that video of that young student racing to get out of the gunfire and racing to get out of the building and pushing a wheelchair of another student as fast as they can. I mean, heroes are being raised up, and you're right. We need to strive for this virtuous life. We need to live each moment to the best of our ability, being pleasing to God. And when he calls us home, he calls us home, whether we're going to get killed for our faith, or we're going to get crucified or hurt or criticized for our faith, a slow death or a martyrdom, or, you know, Jerry, we just have to get real with where we're headed. If we can just put God at the center of it, and we realize, like St. Thomas Aquinas said, we came from God, we're meant to get back to God. If we all can travel in that direction, I think we would have a more peaceful place. You made me think of all these things, Judy. You go ahead, Jerry, clean that up.
Well, there's nothing to clean up. I just wanted to just add very briefly, I'm reminded of Thomas Paine in 1776, what he said, these are the times that try men's souls. And I really do believe that we're in one of those times, Judy, as you were pointing out, and God can bring good out of anything. And what we have to do is, we have chosen as adults who lived through 9/11 to never forget, but we need to just make sure that, you know, these kinds of events are shared in an appropriate way with our children as they grow up. I'm reminded, Debbie and Judy, of the way, you know, the Jewish faith was handed. It was oral, you know, it was handed mm-hmm. down. And the families, they always made sure that they, the Bible says, your children and your grandchildren, you know, educate them in the ways of God, what God has done for us, especially bringing good out of evil. So, Judy, I'm going to throw it back to you for any other thoughts that you might have, because Debbie and I have said a lot here, but we want to hear a little bit more from you if you have anything to share.
Actually, I do. I just wanted to share the reading, the first reading today in Mass was from the Colossians. Put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and they go on. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts. I thought that was so comforting. Mm-hmm. You know, God takes care of us.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. No, it's beautiful. Judy, you're awesome. Thank you so much for weighing in on this very difficult day today as we're reflecting on the tragic events of 9/11 24 years ago, and also what just happened recently in the past couple weeks with the school shooting, then the other high school shooting yesterday, Charlie Kirk dying. I mean, we've got a lot happening, and it's happening quickly, and it's unfolding very fast. Betty in Owensboro, Kentucky, you were on the line and you dropped off. Please call back. We'll push you to the front of the line. Betty from Owensboro, Kentucky, please call back. Okay, Jerry.
Yeah, and Judy mentioned the first reading at Mass this morning. I will also point out the gospel reading from Luke chapter 6. I'll just read the first sentence or two, and this will really resonate with anyone who you know is of goodwill. Jesus said to his disciples, To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And I believe, Debbie, that just in the case of Charlie Kirk, he would have definitely concurred with this had he known what was about to happen to him. He probably, in a very a man of God, he would have loved his enemies. You know, if he had been given the chance to do so, I believe so.
Okay. Jerry, we have a couple open phone lines. I just want to make sure our listeners have a chance to weigh in on this. We're getting a lot of messages coming in very fast. Everybody's kind of feeling the heaviness of today. And so we share that together. That's what we do as a family, as the body of Christ. So when one is hurting, we're all hurting. And actually, that's a good thing that we're all feeling that, because that means we're connected. If you have something to share, now is the time to do it. Don't wait any longer. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Okay, Nancy in Atlanta is listening to us on Alexa today. Nancy, we're so glad that you've called in to offer your contribution to our conversation. Go right ahead.
Are you ready for me?
Yes, we are ready. Go right ahead with whatever you'd like to share. No problem. Go ahead.
I hope this doesn't come across as judgmental, but I am listening to all this, and I'm hearing about forming men, and we need to, you know, form our children, and on and on and on, which couldn't be more truthful. But we got to go back farther than that. Most of these men and boys and young girls are being raised in single parent homes. Marriage isn't sticky anymore. It isn't even in vogue anymore. It's not in fashion anymore. Nobody's fighting for marriage. I've been working with annulment for years and years and years, and as a single mother myself that raised four children, I see in my own children the devastation of divorce 35 years later, and they're still suffering. And that's what all the statistics bear out. And if there is not a man in the home, right, I get emotional about this, willing to stand up for his family, stand up for his wife, it's not true if you leave the family. You're just leaving your spouse. You're leaving your children. Mm-hmm. And you're leaving them to Lord knows what. They need to stay and fight for their marriages. And if anybody's listening to me now and they're contemplating divorce, and of course asking about abuse, but I just want to tell you that the statistics are that children are better off in a home, even if there's squabbling or tension between the mother and father, than they are if they divorce and there's a single parent home. And I know some children can bounce back and do well, but the vast majority of the children suffer for decades, maybe for the rest of their lives. So I'm so heartbroken about all this, but my message is marriages. Until we have the value of fighting for and staying with our marriages, choosing well who our partner is, how in the world are we going to raise and form these kids?
Yeah. Nancy, we hear everything you're saying, and God bless you for being a single mom raising four children. I mean, that's a big, big responsibility, and you're spot on. You said that your children are still, you know, the devastation of divorce. I completely agree with you. I was divorced in 2006. I can't remember now. It's 2006. And Nancy, I said that day when the gavel hit, that's the day my kids slightly died. They were forever changed. I totally understand that. I have lived it, and I agree with you. But until we remove this selfishness of people, because it's all about me. I'm sure working in annulments, you've seen it. I used to see it in the parish level so many times. People would come in, I'm not happy. I'm not fulfilled. I want out. I want to live a better life. It's me. It's terrible what's happened in this world. It's not about service. It's not about, sacrifice. It's about getting what you want. And when that happens, everybody else loses. What do you say, Nancy? Are we on the right track? Nancy, are you with us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to Jerry.
No. Are we on the right track?
We are on the right track. Because if we don't have men teaching conflict resolution, if they don't see that in their home, if they don't see that between their parents, where are they going to learn it? Of course they're going to go out on the streets. Of course they're going to join gangs. Of course their lives are going to be unsuccessful to a great degree. There are always exceptions. But I just say, girls, when you're looking to marry, you want to marry a man who is going to stand up for his faith, stand up for his family. Mm-hmm. Divorce isn't an option. You're not going to live together. You're not going to have children out of wedlock. The family is the rock bed of society. We cannot go forward without solid families. I'm sorry, I just feel it very strongly.
No, please don't apologize, Nancy. You have brought an element to this conversation that is very, very vital. It's not one that we were unaware of, but it's one that we maybe hadn't addressed on this show today up until this point. So we're so grateful that you called in, and you know, you have your experience. Debbie shared hers, and just for me personally, I was a child of divorce. You know, my mother divorced when I was 7. My parents never really knew my biological father. Our mother always, she remarried a couple times, and her rationale was always, well, I want my boys to have a man in their life growing up. So she meant well. I think it was probably too late, at least in my case at that point. I don't think I ever really took to either of my stepdads because whatever was going on in my heart or my mind or my life at that point. But you are so right, Nancy. Marriage and family and Our Lady of Fatima predicted what we're living through right now. Mm-hmm. And she said the solution to that is to pray the rosary. So let's get on our knees and do that.
Yep, absolutely. Nancy, thank you so much. Please check in with us from time to time. We so appreciated your call today. We're going to go to Dennis in New York, and Dennis is listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Dennis. Welcome.
Hi, and thank you. And I just wanted to say 9/11 was the work of the devil. But a few days after at Ground Zero, they found a wooden beam, a steel beam in the shape of a cross, which reflects, you know, God will always win over evil. But what I just want to say is I'm trying to work on this now with the Knights of Columbus, that I work with young people, and you would not believe the amount of young people who don't know what the first commandment is. They look and start their day off with a horoscope in the papers. They go to psychics and mediums for guidance and direction. And I try to tell them the first commandment is thou shalt not worship false gods. And by violating that, you're committing a sin. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage all Catholics everywhere, all Christians, to organize to start targeting advertisers of newspapers or radio stations that promote horoscopes or mediums, because they're taking people away from God.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question about that, you know, and I know Debbie with her co-host Adam Bly, they deal with all this kinds of stuff on the spirit world. So, Debbie, I'll let you come in just a moment. But, Dennis, I think you're so right. We gotta face it, you know. I think when we saw, if you saw in the movie The Passion of the Christ, how Mel Gibson portrayed the devil in that movie, you know, kind of lurking as Jesus was being tortured and all of this stuff, we have to really believe, and it was undoubtedly true, that the demons were really egging on those who were torturing Jesus. Jesus, probably even more so than they would have tortured an ordinary person in those circumstances, because he was God. You know, so Debbie, there is definitely a demonic element behind, well, basically probably everything evil that's going on in our world.
Mm-hmm. Well, and yeah, absolutely. And Dennis, the problem is that it's become this entertainment. It's become something that is cool to do and to explore, because, oh, the invisible world, that's not real. You know, don't worry about that. That's not going to happen. And, you know, and so there's all this downplay of the invisible world. And there's all this uptick of, oh, let's enjoy and explore, you know, what the future holds and how we can predict. And you're right. It's a violation of the first commandment. It's a violation of many commandments that the Lord has told us that we need to stay away from. And you know what, Dennis, the problem is we're trying to get the word out with a solid catechesis here on Catholic Radio. I know Adam and I try very hard with the spirit world. I know Sue Brinkman does all the time, talking about the occult and how dangerous it is and sinfulness. But we're talking, and we've got to get people to listen, and we've got to get people to support Catholic Radio and stay strong in this platform, so that we can fully form people in the faith, so they can make good decisions. Because a lot of these kids or young adults, they just either don't care or they are ignorant. They're ignorant of the invisible dark world. So, Dennis, we're right with you on that, and we'll do our part. And thank you, sir, for doing your part.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about the school shooting and the Charlie Kirk murder and many other things on EWTN News Nightly tonight with anchor Veronica Dudo. She's an Emmy Award-nominated journalist who's reported on major stories across the U.S. and around the world. She's a cradle Catholic, a Catholic-educated woman. She brings both her faith and her passion for truth in journalism to the anchor desk. No one delivers more news from a Catholic perspective. EWTN News Nightly with Veronica Dudo. Clear, concise, Catholic. That's tonight at 9 Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio.
Just real quickly, we're getting some messages coming in saying that it feels like maybe we're attacking those that have gone through divorce. Not at all. Not at all. Okay. I know divorce happens. I've lived it. Jerry's a product of divorce. Okay. We've lived it. So it's not that we know that that's a reality. What we're saying is we've got to pull it back and really start protecting and preparing families wisely so they can hold on to their marriages, hold on to their families, hold on to their relationships. So really look at it from a different angle, folks, because it's important that we get it right and we do it God's way. Jose in San Jose, California on Sirius XM 130. You're up next. Thank you so much for waiting and welcome.
Yes. My name is Jose, and I want to reiterate what Nancy was talking about, how important the sacrament of marriage is. We have gotten away from, as Catholics, we've gotten away from, you know, being married in our churches, having a priest perform the sacrament. There's a lot of marriages that are occurring out in the forests and at the beach and all these different things as if it's not that important. And I was telling your producer that I was in 32 years of law enforcement and 15 years I worked in the jails, and I would have conversations with the inmates on a regular basis. And the amount of inmates that have come out of the broken families is a big number. Either broken families or no faith. A lot that are left to kind of figure things out on their own without any structure. The male absence in the family is a big deal. It's something that I was saying that we should really tell our young people, the most important decision you're going to make in your life is who you're going to marry. I mean, that's something that has to be just talked about, how important it is. And it should be from a lens of a Catholic faith. You should always look at your partner as to what life will be after marriage, and what will that look like. And not to say you can't marry someone that's not Catholic. I do believe that God works in mysterious ways, and many times even someone that you end up marrying that's not Catholic could probably become Catholic after a while, especially if you have strong faith, or if they don't have faith. That probably would be something that would happen. But I just wanted to, you know, kind of piggyback Nancy and the comments she made, and let everybody know that as Catholics we need to take it serious. And then recommend to your listeners not only EWTN, but Relevant Radio and also the Halo app. There's so many resources now for us to get stronger on our faith. So,
well, you're right, Jose. You know, and I made the comment early in the program that the church is the solution. The church has the answer. The teachings of God, the spiritual resources, the sacraments. Marriage is a sacrament. There's a reason for that. And then within the life of a marriage, there are the other sacraments, reception of the Holy Eucharist. We need to get back to going to confession. You know, confession lines are long in some places, but in other places they're not. And that can be an indicator of how, you know, well-educated we are in terms of our faith and what sin is and what we need to do in order to, you know, turn to God and grow in virtue and holiness. That is the key. The call to holiness is not just for the Pope and the bishops and the priests. It's for all of us. It's a universal call to holiness, and the church has everything we need to do that, especially in terms of keeping marriages strong and healthy. So I agree, Debbie, with everything Jose is saying.
Yeah, thank you for being in law enforcement for so many years, Jose. Thank you. And please call us again. And again, we're not trying to hurt anyone who's been through a divorce, okay? It is a reality. We're just, and you know, kids can be kind of messed up in intact families as well. So we know that. What we're saying is that we need to protect the family the way God had instructed it all the way back to Genesis. Okay? That's what we're saying. So we need to hit the reset button. So just to make it crystal clear what we're trying to convey today.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, in every divorce, there are circumstances that only it's between the spouses and God, and hopefully the church. With, you know, that's why the church has the annulment process, because some marriages were not sacramental to begin with. So you're right, Debbie. You're absolutely right. This is not any kind of casting aspersions or judgment on anybody. But I agree. It's definitely, we need to just try and, you know, like you said, safeguard the beauty of marriage and family as best we can. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to get to Linda in Florida. Linda is listening on Sirius XM 130. Linda, welcome to Take Two.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to make a comment with the Charlie Kirk shooting and death yesterday. You know, we have children. I have children and grandchildren, and you really don't know really what their thoughts are. I received a phone call from my daughter this morning, and I couldn't get off the phone with her. She is so upset over this, and so are my grandkids. And she was upset with them because these children, they're in high school, they're in college, and they're upset with all of the evil that's going around in the world and woke and all of that. And I was quite surprised to hear that this is how they are feeling. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to mention the fact that, you know, I think that our youth, we need to give them more credit, mm-hmm. and that they're fed up with all the evil that they're fed with woke and all of that. And I just wanted to make out of disaster, sometimes positive things mm-hmm. happen.
Yeah. Absolutely. So let me just say real quickly, Linda, you're spot on. The statistics are showing that our youth are craving the truth, the absolute truth. And so here's what we get to do as adults, because we've lived a long life. We need to get them away from their gadgets and social media and all the things that can influence them the other way. Deacon Tim, first time caller. Thank you, Linda. Deacon Tim in South Carolina, first time caller. We're not going to get to you. You said that Nancy's comments resonated with you. We'd love to hear your comments on our next Unscripted, Deacon. Thank you so much for weighing in on this. Jerry?
Want to thank the show team, Matt, Vanessa, Pedro. Another impactful conversation made possible by you, the Take Two family. We just can't thank you guys enough. We love you, and we really appreciate this opportunity that we get to spend time with you each and every weekday here on EWTN Radio. Our saint of the day is Saint Cyprian. We ask for his prayers. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be asking, are you losing your patience with people? That idea, topic of patience, is very, very important. It's a virtue. So Debbie will be with you tomorrow. I will not be, but I'll talk to you again sometime next week. Until then, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed day. God bless.